Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And today is Friday the 12th of November 2021. It is truly a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God, who is the creator of heaven and earth. No one knows what today is gonna be but our God, and we are grateful because we have him. We have him, the one who holds the future. We have him, the one who holds tomorrow, the one who is alive. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So we are just excited right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, for another opportunity, another day that the Lord has given us to stand on the gap and to intercede and to pray for others and lift others up and lift each other up and encourage each other. It is truly a privilege, and we thank God for his love and his mercy that endureth forever. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and prayer in agreement, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And I do know that we are more than two here. We are more than three. And we have the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit on our side. So we can put thousands upon thousands into flight, for greater is he who is in us than who is against us. So we're going to pray this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. We thank you for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for you are the life that we live. You are the air that we breathe. Without you, Father God, we are nothing. We can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our sins. Anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, whether by thought or by deeds, Lord, whether by submission or omission, we just pray, Father God, that you forgive us, for you are a forgiving God. So we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop and wash us clean in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that we learn from you, yes, a forgiving God, that we forgive those who have offended us in the name of Jesus, so that our prayers will not be hindered, Father, by unforgiveness. Even the accuser of the saints will not have anything to accuse us for. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning in the name of Jesus, because we trust you, Father. We trust you with all our hearts, Lord, and we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, Father God, we acknowledge you, and we thank you for directing our paths in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, if you are before us, who can be against us? We thank you, Father God, for making all the crooked ways in our lives straight, smoothening all the paths, Lord, In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Father God. We honor you this morning as we continue to be strong, Father, and be courageous, Father, and we are not afraid. We are not afraid at all. We fear no evil because we know, Father God, that you are with us. For you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are always, always present, Father, as we continue to wait on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For we know that as we wait on you, Father, you renew our strength, Father. And even if we run, we will not faint. We will not get weary. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. And we praise you, Father God, for choosing us, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, for we are, yes, a chosen generation, yes, a royal priesthood, for we are a holy nation, not by ourselves, Father, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord, by your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus, you make us a peculiar people, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, so that we can show forth, Father. So when the world, when they see us, that's what separates us from the rest of the world, those who do not know you. In the name of Jesus, because you have called us, yes, out of darkness into your marvelous light. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning in the name of Jesus as we continue to believe, Father, this year of 2021. We are still believing for the salvation and deliverance of our family members, those who do not know you, that they come to salvation, Father. They come to deliverance and even healing, Father, not only of their physical healing, but also their spiritual and mental and emotional healing, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing for the unbelievable, for a bumper harvest of souls this year, 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing, Father God, yes, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you draw them, Lord, draw them. Draw them unto you, Father God, and give us wisdom, yes, for us to win souls, Father, and you are the giver of wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are believing, Father, for the restoration of our nation, restoration of our families, Father, the restoration of even our government, Lord. Yes, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to honor your word, Father, you said, yes, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face, Lord, we are seeking your face, Father, with humble hearts, Lord, yes, with sincere hearts, Lord, and turning away from our wicked ways on behalf of our nation and behalf of nations, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for you are a hearing God. You are not a deaf God, but you are a God who is a hearing God, sitting on heavenly places, Lord. And we thank you that you forgive our sins, Lord, on behalf of our nations and heal our land. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, because we know, Father God, you have the whole world in your hand, Lord, for the earth belongs to you, Lord, and the fullness thereof belongs to you, and they that dwell in it, they belong.
you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Father God. I praise you this morning for the restoration of our nation, Father, and the leadership that you give our leaders wisdom as they govern, that they govern well. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke, Father God, all this spirit of manipulation and taking advantage of the weak and the less privileged. In the mighty name of Jesus, all this promotion of self and the egoness, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus, and we release the power of God. Passionate heart, a sincere heart, Father. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Savior. Yes, as we pray, Father God, for all the branches of leadership, Father. Yes, both local and national and international, Father. We just pray, Father God, for the executive branch, the presidents and the vice president offices, Father, and their cabinets, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you give them wisdom to govern and govern well, Father. Surround them with men and women of wisdom, the ones who encourage them to do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, our legislative branch, Father, the Senate and the House of Representatives, that they do what is right. In the name of Jesus, our judicial branch, Father God, we pray the Supreme Court or the lower court, Father, that and the Congress, that they make laws, Father, that are good and for the betterment of the people, and our court system, Father God, that they do what is right and fairly, Father God. There's a lot of manipulation of power and abuse of power and taking advantage of other people, Father God. I just pray, Lord, yes, in Jesus' name, that you arise, O God, we arise, O Father, and let all your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus, and expose, yes, keep on exposing those who are not doing what's right, that they come to repentance in the name of Jesus, and that all the citizens and the voters will be well informed and knowledgeable, that they do not just vote the party line, but they vote in informally and put the right people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. But above all, we trust you, Lord, because we know that you are the one who puts kings and leaders in positions of authority in the name of Jesus. And except you, Lord, build a house, the builder builds in vain. And except you, Father, watches over the city, the watchman watches in vain. So we are trusting you, Father God. We are trusting you, mighty God, because you are the almighty God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that you take care of us, Father. As rebellious as the nation might be, you remain God, because you do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And sometimes, because of the rebellious of people, we get ourselves in situations and in positions where we are compromised and things not looking out well, but you still remain God. Yes, you come and restore us and rescue us and lift us up with your right strong hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Father, for your restoration, Father, of our nation and nations, Lord. And I lift up my best country, Zimbabwe, Yes, you know the situation, the condition, the status of the nation, Father. I don't have to explain it to you because you are an all-knowing God. You are an omnipresent God. I just pray, Father God, that you restore Zimbabwe back to you, Lord. Yes, it used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa, and now, Father God, things are not going well economically, Father, socially, and even leadership-wise. I just pray, Father God, if they are preparing for the elections, Father God, you know the hearts of men and women, put the right people at the right places of governance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we continue, Father God, to lift up our eyes to the hills, because we know, Father, that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. You are our helper, Father. You fight our battles, Lord. You rescue us. You are our rescuer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we trust you, Lord. Depend on you, Father God, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, but some even trust in their monies and their positions or their associates or other things. But today, Father God, we trust you. We depend on you, Lord. Yes. And Father God, we depend on the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We thank you for safety. We thank you for safety, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I honor you, Father God. I praise you, Lord. And we continue to believe in you, Father, especially for the restoration of the families, Lord, because we know that if there is a strong family, a loving family, and Lord, it produces a good neighborhood, a good community, which produces a good nation. And in return, we will have loving leaders. Yes, leaders who are led by your spirit. And it all starts in the family. So this morning, Father God, we pray for families, for the restoration of families, whether it's a single family household or father and mother in their blended marriages or blended families. I just pray, Father God, that every family member, yes, they're restoring back their fathers in their rightful positions as priests in their households, as heads of their households and mothers, Father God, and that the priests and the fathers will lead their families to the things of God and do what is right, Father, and the children obeying their parents, and parents not provoking their own children, everyone doing what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. So this morning, brothers and sisters, let us just go before the Lord and pray for families, because we know as we have a stronger family, and
Thank you. Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yes. That you are our Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
You are
so strong, God.
We are overcome by the word of man, by the words of our testimony. In the name of
God, we praise you, God.
Prayer for the marriages and from our lives today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Dr. Samir, and it's just so good to be in the midst of God's people and knowing that He's just overwhelmed and pleased to hear our voices this morning. Have a prayer request for my daughter, Cece, and a close friend of mine, Sue Carita. If y'all could keep them in prayer this morning for healing.
That's
and
fine.
My sister Peggy. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I just want to let y'all know we prayed for the little baby Lace, and they found him around 2-something yesterday afternoon. So praise God for number 2 and their son.
Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome. You alone are worthy of
hallelujah.
Praise, yes. Honor, and the glory, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Be the glory to God. There's none greater, God. There's none greater than you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Trusting in your holy word, O Lord God. We thank you for answering, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, sir. You alone are worthy.
Yes.
The honor, the glory, and the praise, God. You're worthy of the honor, the glory, and the praise.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead.
Well, good morning. This is Darlene B., and I'm just blessed just to be around in this world. I mean, you know. On and
amen.
You know, God has just been so good to me down through the years. I just think about the wonderful things that have happened and even the things that were not so good and how the Lord, He just blessed me to be able to get through every situation. And I always think back about my mom and dad and how they were praying parents, and they covered us when we were out there just running around doing crazy things. They covered us in prayer, and I believe that the prayers protected us. And so I just thank God that each and every one of us, we cover our children in prayer, and we know that God is helping them and protecting them and drawing them to Him. And so at some point, we will see those people we have been praying for come to the knowledge of the truth, and we see Jesus
amen.
As Lord say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there any other?
Anthony, yes. I thank God. I'm glad to be in the service this morning. Thank God for His keeping power. He kept safe. Hallelujah to God. And He's yet working miracles
amen.
So great because there's no one else like Him. And we thank God
amen.
For being here. Thank God for the circle of friends. We thank God for the distance that we have came and the years that we were here on this platform and that the Lord will continue to bless. Thank God for every miracle
God.
That He works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And saving power.
Amen. We thank you, Lord. This is the one who went hoarsely. I'm thankful for the prayer line. Thank God for our dear Pastor Bundage, the Pastor Scholastica, the beautiful prayer on this morning. Truly is so heartfelt. But we just want to remember to count our blessings. I just want to say, let's remember to count our blessings, saints, because we're such a blessed people. And we don't want to be like the children of Israel who murmured and complained about things, but we want to give glory every chance we get, everywhere we go. Let's lift up, hallelujah, the good name of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's lift up the Lord in our testimonies and the way we live and just give Him all the praises everywhere we go. And to whoever God has put in our path, let's remember to give God all the glory and all the praise all the time.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we love you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I love you.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Esther Denise, and I am so thankful to hear that prayer this morning that blessed my heart. It was so sincere. And that just when we pour out our hearts to God, it just touched so many people. We just got to get to the heart of things, and I just love that prayer. I'm so thankful to be on the line, and bless you all.
God,
good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. Just want to say thank you. Once again, for this prayer line, when I do dial in, I hear wonderful things coming out of the mouth of all your children of God, and I just want y'all to pray that this weekend that I do as God desired me to do, especially standing in the Word, studying as far as I have until the 22nd of December, that to complete the Bible class will be 3 years. I just need y'all to continue in prayer, my strength in the Lord, and pray for my memory so that I might continue on being able to quote the scriptures. But I'm just enjoying the Word of God. I'm enjoying the prayer. And I definitely love this prayer line. And thank you once again, Pastor Darlene, for who you are in Christ. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
I can't hear. Can you hear me now? Is that better? Well, praise God, I have prayers and find my home, because the one that I had in mind and put a contract on, there were lots of issues with the house when we did the inspection. So I need a nice house that will not have issues with it. So we'll be looking again, and I know God will help me to find that.
Amen. God bless her with the right house, oh my God. Bless her with the perfect house.
In
the name of Jesus, oh God, let it be so.
Thank you.
Do we have any
good morning? Yes, good morning. This is Glenda. I would like to request prayer for the family of a former schoolmate that I have that passed unexpectedly. He's a pastor of a church here, and he had COVID. He had been in the hospital in the ICU, and from what I understand, he took a turn for the worse. Tomorrow he will be funeralized. He has a wife and family, and I just ask that you would pray for supernatural comfort and peace for his family and for the church family as well.
Amen.
If you don't mind, what's his family name?
His last name is Benefield. His first name is Charles Benefield. And he was in his
Benefield family.
He died of COVID. This was totally unexpected. He took a turn for the worse, and he's dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. If we do not have any, before we go to the Lord in prayer for this request, I'm going to ask you to just mute your phones for a second so that we can go to the Word of God, and then we'll come back and pray. And just to mute your phone just for a little bit so that we can close the background noise. And then we, after the Word, we'll come back in to pray. Amen. Amen. So our scripture of the week is from the book of Psalm 100, and it is a short psalm. It only has 5 verses, and it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures all to all generations." So that's the kind of a God we serve. I mean, these five verses are loaded with just making us aware when we praise our God, what kind of a God we serve. When we enter into his presence with singing and enter his presence with gladness. So singing and gladness, they come hand in hand. And that's why sometimes when you are feeling heavy and heavy laden, and when you praise God, you just feel light. You just feel some joy and some goodness, because as we praise him, that gladness comes in, that joy comes in, that his presence comes in, and then the spirit of heaviness flees. And not to forget giving thanks. And we know this month of November is a month of giving thanks. I mean, as a nation, as a world, people are giving thanks. But we, you and I, as the children of God, we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we give thanks unto our Lord all the time. But this month is just a special one of thanksgiving. And you know, people, I see, I don't know, in your area, the Christmas stuff is already out, and the Salvation Army or the people collecting things so that they can give people for the Christmas or this holiday season. And I know there is a lot going on this particular holiday season. It's just different from all other holiday seasons because a lot has been gone on for the past year and a half, now going to 2 years. But this is special because you and I, we are still here and we are still breathing, and we can give thanks unto the Lord and bless his name, because our God, he is good. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. I recall maybe it has been a week or a couple of weeks ago when the Lord gave me a word, and I shared with you that where we are now, our blessing, whatever the breakthrough, the praying we are doing, it's no longer personal, just for ourselves. It's a generational thing. We are breaking generations, and we have had testimonies after testimonies. Even today, as Pastor Darlene was sharing and praising God, that even though as children they will go astray and do whatever they want, but they had the praying parents who covered them and prayed for them. And when the fullness of time came and they were mature and come back to the Lord, now they remember. They praise God for it. So some of us, we were brought up in families where our parents were not Christians. They didn't pray. We are the first generation of prayer people. And we are impacting the next generation. And what we are doing is not just for us, but it is to other and more generations. And the word of God says he blesses us. You know, he gives, when he blesses us, and even when it comes to curses, he will curse to the second and the third and fourth generation. And if you do it in reverse, he blesses us from the third to the fourth generation. So what we are doing is not just about us, but it is generational effective. For our God, he is loving and kindness, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So let us be encouraged. Amen. But the scripture that has been on my spirit this whole week is in the book of James. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. And we are just going to read the last few verses. Let's start on verse 18. And it talks about the prayer of faith, the prayer of faith. And I'm still in the King James Version. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. So in other words, is any among you in trouble? Let him pray. Is any who is happy? let him sing praises. Is any sick among you? I'm on verse 14. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven. And verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, that Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So he is just giving us into remember, saying, remember this. You got to remember this. Whosoever turns, another version says, whosoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. For prayer covers a multitude of sins. So I just want to encourage us as we go back before the Lord, the lines are still open, that we are lining up with the word of God. It says, if anyone among you is in trouble, let him pray, and if anyone is happy, let him sing praises. Let him praise the Lord. And if anyone among you is sick, let them call the elders of the church and pray over them and anoint them with oil. And we have had so many sessions here where we each, you know, get our anointing oil. I know we are virtual, but we are following the word of God and have our anointing oil be blessed. And we, each one of us, it doesn't have to be a minister, but we have that anointing and that authority from the word of God to lay hands on someone and they can be healed, to lay hands on ourselves. And we can be healed as we pray. And, you know, there are times that you cannot, you know, based on our circumstances. We have most of the churches, they are still closed and the pastors are not doing house calls or whatever. But that does not limit the power of God. He is still God. He is still sovereign. He still heals. The blood of Jesus still heals, whether there is COVID or not, because our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross on Calvary, that healed then, healed yesterday, heals today, and it will continue to heal tomorrow, because it does not expire, it does not change, it does not run dry. The blood of Jesus is still healing. So we follow the word of God, and we are doing what the word says. This prayer line, I know, I've been here for years and years. I don't even know how many years I've been here, as far as I can remember. I know sometimes I, you know, several years ago, I'll be in and out, but I would say these past five, six years, I've been continuously on here, and we always pray for each other. So when we take prayer requests, we are not trying to see what is going on in your life or your family or trying to get collect some gossip. We are truly doing what the word of God teaches us to do, that we make our needs and our requests known, and we take them before the Lord by faith. That's the key right here. It is by faith. So be faith. What we are doing when we pray, when we bring our requests, and I thank God for the praises we are receiving. It encourages us, and it adds some more oil, some more fire, some more power in us, because God is, you know, it encourages, and we see that He is answering our prayers. So when we bring our requests and we pray, we don't have to go and deflect what God has done by speaking negative to that same issue. In the morning at 6 o'clock right here, we are praying and praising God. And by 9, 10 o'clock, you are having breakfast or lunch with your friend in the afternoon, and you are speaking negative about the same thing we prayed about. So let us hold on our faith, for the prayer of faith availeth much, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When he says a righteous man, he's talking about you and I. It's not the man like a female and male, but a man, his creation with faith. And I know that we have men and women of faith in this circle of friends, and this prayer, praise, and deliverance right here. So everything we have asked and all the requests we bring forth, let us continue holding on to the faith, and God hears our prayers. And let us not forget to give thanks unto Him. Let us not forget to praise Him. And, you know, even by yourself, in your own home, sing praises, dance unto Him, and He is pleased, and the spirit of heaviness will flee. So at this time, the lines are still open. Let us all go before the Lord and just praise Him and thank Him for His goodness as we also bring these prayer needs. Yes, for accommodation, for a good and nice house for Pastor Darlene. And praise God that Leslie was found last night. And let us continue to pray for Sister Peggy's daughter, Cece, and Corita for their healing. And for Sister Sheila, I'm just trying to remind you for some of the prayer needs. And you know, as the Holy Spirit bring them to your remembrance. And let's pray for Sister Sheila, for her memory, and as she goes through her Bible classes and she's towards the end, that she will finish strong. Yes, in Jesus' name. And for Sister Glenda's friend, the Benefield family, as they are going through this time of grief for the loss of their father. And not only the father, because he also has left a sheep. He had this flock, the family church. So let us continue praying for families and for marriages in Jesus' name. So the lines are still open. Let's go before the Lord and pray and praise God. Let's not forget to praise Him and hold on the faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let us all pray.
Lord, thank you for your healing, your power, Father, in your name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we honor you, we praise you for the victory, and the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
you are huge in your mercy, in your forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Father God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, nor any other God but you. I thank you, Father God, for opening doors and ordering
And I cover all and fill all prayers with the blood of Jesus today.
We decree this morning that we have been given power to get wealth, and we are in wealth as businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, and some are receiving thousands. According to our faith, let it be done unto us. I decree that our families are blessed, and we are blessed and highly favored by God and by men. So as we go, we shall remember that we are workers together with the Lord, and we're going to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. Yes, he is, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and I'm excited about that, and he's helping us to walk upon those high places. So I love each and every one of you, and thank you for loving me back. We love one another, and may the Lord God bless you real good as you go about your business this day and each and every day of your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.